Welcome to Sister Share, where six sisters living around the world come together each week to talk about motherhood, health, cooking, parenting, and so much more. Thanks for joining us today.
Welcome to Sister Share this week. We're so glad that you joined us. We're excited to be together. Our topic this week is summertime success. Now that school has ended and we have a summertime ahead of us, what do we do? How do we make it be successful with our children? How do we stay sane as mothers, etc.? And we are missing two of our six sisters today. Our summer times have started and it's busy. Hard to get all of us together, but who do we have with us today?
Hi, I'm Lorray calling in from Idaho.
This is Nettie from Okinawa, Japan.
I am Mamie from Cache Valley, Utah.
And here's Becca from Manti.
And today we're missing Heidi and Katie, and maybe Heidi will jump on in a little bit. But we're glad that we have at least four of us together. And what are some of your ideas for having a successful summer once school is out and we have kids full time? Anyone want to jump on and share?
I'll start by just saying it's always so fun for school to get out for the first 36 hours. And then then you wake up to summer sometimes and you're like, oh, wow, there's a lot to coordinate now that the kids are home and they're fairly free and it's all back on the parents. So I'm not starting off with any ideas, just the fact that it's real. We need help during the summer with all the kids home.
One of the things that I love about the start of summer is the schedule release, that there's not so much pressure to get out the door, to have so many activities. I guess some summers can be full of other activities, but it seems like there's a little bit of a break and we can relax a little bit. I also love having all of my kids home, but I will say that usually by the time school starts, I love school and I love the routine. I think there's something to be said for change and having that break every summer that switches it up and gives us new motivation. And sometimes we can implement new things and help our kids to have new experiences with a new time of year.
I guess we don't have a lot of ideas coming out of the team so far. But I will say that our summers have changed as our kids have gotten older. When all my littles were younger, we did have all day. We didn't have a lot of things going on, and it was nice to plan. Usually about May, I would start planning who should we switch jobs with, what do we need to keep up on, like reading, and maybe get a summer workbook so they could do a work page every day. We would make check charts about these are your responsibilities every day. Jobs change, like I need the flower pots watered in the summer. We would start mowing the lawns in the summer. So we'd always have a family council and talk about what jobs needed to be done and who would like to do that or who would be more available. Now that my kids are older, I still have a couple that are home most of the day, but a lot of our scheduling and our jobs, at least this summer, have been working around people being gone. So we have scout camp, we have FSY, we have girls camp, we have we've had band camp. So different people are home different weeks, and so but still in a family council we always sit down and think through the summer, how are we going to handle keeping the house clean, are we going to handle doing the yard, mowing the lawn, weeding the garden. I just am a big fan of family councils and people's input on how things are going to get run.
And I also like how you said about switching up the jobs. It's good to have kids be on a job for a while so they can get used to it, so they can master the job. I don't know if master is a word I would use as a mother, but get become more confident in how they do it. But also switching it up is key to keeping the enthusiasm there, keeping the excitement for doing something new. So I love that job switch up.
We've tried a couple of different things during the summer, and sometimes I'll just put the jobs in a jar. Today I need the living room vacuumed, I need the laundry folded, I need the porches swept, I need all the garbage taken out, And then we just at breakfast, we'll say, choose out your job for the day. And that's always really fun because they might get a job they've never actually been assigned to have. So then a change is as good as a rest. They're a little more eager to do it.
That's great, Nan. I love that idea. I think I'm going to try that. We've never done that. But one thing that we have done that switches it up for us in the summer is to do what we call sunny monies. I think I've mentioned them before on the episode with chores and children. Some of you call it mama money, but in the summer is the only time that we use that, which makes it fun. The kids look forward to summer and they usually do have a list of jobs to get done that day. It could include practicing the piano, taking out the trash, sweeping the floor, weeding in the garden for a row or two, whatever else summer might include, like mowing the lawns. And then once they, if they are able to complete the job without being asked and with a smile and do the job well, then they can earn a sunny money. And we have little pockets on the wall for our kids to collect their sunny monies in, which are just little pieces of paper that we printed off that say sunny money. And are in the shape of a dollar bill. So they earn their sunny monies, and then about once a week or every other week or even once a month, we'll have a mama store where I purchase things from the dollar store or sometimes just fun snacks from the store. They can come to the mama store and spend their mama money or their sunny money. That's super fun, and my littles especially just love that.
That's so great, Mame. We call ours mama money, and some summers, because we don't eat a lot of processed snacks normally, in the summer, I have purchased like little toys and stuff for them to buy. But a couple of summers, I've just done really fun snacks. Like you go to Costco or Sam's Club and you see all those fun individualized bags of chips and cookies and all the things we don't ever buy. So I've done that a couple of times and keep them on top of the fridge. And then I just say, you're in charge of your snacks for the summer and you can earn it with your jobs. And we don't always do like a big lunch meal. So we'll have breakfast and then you use your job to earn your mama money to buy your snacks to get you through the day. And then we have a big dinner. So that's something the kids have really liked. And I want to say one other thing about meals during the summer. One of the first things I notice when school gets out is that suddenly I have so much more food to prepare for all the kids that are home all day. And a couple of times when I've gotten just tired of it, then we'll switch it up and we'll say every other day is a boys in charge and then the next day is girls in charge, because our family is pretty split, boys and girls. So for example, on a boys day, they have to make the breakfast and clean it up, the lunch and the dinner. And that way the girls have the whole day off from making any food or cleaning up anything. Then the next day is the girls. They have to make the breakfast, lunch and dinner. And I'll just let the kids work it out. Like if two of the girls want to do breakfast and two want to do lunch or dinner or however they want to work it out, it gives me a break and it just makes it easy. And they have time, more time to help with the meals and cook and bake some things that probably take a little more effort because we're not running off to school. So that's one thing we've done to make our meals easier in the summertime.
These are good ideas, you guys. I do have to... I have to say, I'm somebody that has so many ideas that I can't organize myself in the summertime. Because I want, you know, I want to do it this way, or maybe I should do it this way, or I don't know. So I'm thankful for your ideas of organizing, because that's never been my thing. And Ray, I really just thinking about the family council, because I think it's so good to get the kids thinking about, oh, these are the things we need to do. And then it helps them be invested. So maybe that's where I should start is, you know, maybe our family council about, you know, how are we going to get some of these things done? And what would be the funnest, you know, the funnest way to do it, the funnest system to do it? I really like the sunny money and the mama money, because we haven't done that very I can't remember a time when we have done that. So I think that'd be fun. And, so thanks, you guys.
And Becca, you can just have a family council every Sunday and say, how do we want it to work this week? Then one week you can try the boy-girl meals, and another week you can try the summer money. Or I mean, that's the fun of summer. Yeah. Change it up often. Decide what works that week for whatever's going on. Then you don't feel like you have to organize the whole entire summer at the beginning of summer. That's overwhelming.
And then I think that was my ticket right there. And then, yeah, because I think, oh, goodness, every week is different, right? Like different kids are gone for different, you know, different camps, or they have different work schedules, or, you know. So that's a really good idea to just take it a little chunk at a time and figure out. Anyway, I think that, anyway, I appreciate that. Thanks, Ed.
One of the things we love doing in the summer is called running club. And this is harder to do in Okinawa because our summers get pretty hot and muggy, but the sun comes up so early in the summertime. And I love taking advantage of that sunlight. So when we lived in Kaysville, the elementary school was just a couple blocks away. And we just said, every morning is running club before breakfast. That gives me a minute to get breakfast going and kind of get myself on my feet. So we would say that one loop around the schoolyard was one punch on your card. And everyone had a card and a puncher. And they were all just in a bucket. And we did this with some of our neighbors. So we just got out there every morning, like at 6:30, and set the bucket on the edge of the school playground. And then you could come and run one lap around and punch your card, and run another lap around and punch your card. And we just said, every morning is running club from 6:30 to 7:30. You can go get as many laps as you want. Then when running club is over, you can come back and have breakfast. And I don't even think there was a prize. It was just a club. You could go be in the running club and count up your laps and do something before breakfast besides hang around and watch TV.
Man, I love that. Oh my goodness. Well, and we have been really lucky. My husband, Kevin, has summers typically off because he's a professor. So he doesn't, you know, he's at home during the summers. And so he will often take the kids out, sometimes one at a time, but sometimes in groups, you know, whoever wants to go on this bike ride or on this hike in the morning, you know, just a local hike, or, you know, or run. Yeah. Whoever wants to run the mile with him, or, you know, whatever. And he'll take the kids out. Yeah. Before breakfast. And they just, it's just really neat for them to have time with him. And then, you know, to get in their morning exercise. And yeah, so we love morning runs, morning bike rides. It's a good way to start the day for the kids when it's cool and fresh outside.
I also think I see a principle emerging, and that is that we can take things that we want our children to do, like the running, being active, helping with chores. And if we just put a little twist on it, find some way to make it exciting. Like Nettie, you know, you said they just punched their card every time they went around. That seems very minor and it's very simple, but it makes it fun. So if we can take something we want our kids to do and recognize that we can tell them till we're blue in the face to do it, but if they don't want to do it, it's going to be a battle. But if we can put a little twist on it that will make them want to do it, then takes the effort out of it for us, and they're doing things that we would like them to do, which is great.
Well, and I think it goes back, one time Ray said that Sarah said routines have to work for moms. You know, it has to be something the mom loves and wants and enjoys. And I think that goes back to that. You can't enjoy a summer of, you know, of hounding your kids about, you know, all these things you want them to do. It's got to be a great experience for both of you. So, yeah, I love that meme. Thanks.
I agree. And we have done running club with our neighborhood and loved it. It's been way fun. We got that idea from Nan a few years ago. Thanks, Nan. A couple of things that we like doing for in the summer that are things I want my kids to do is we read. We just read, and so we'll have like an hour of reading time, and then we all share what we've been reading, and that's always fun. We learn new books, we learn to listen to each other, and it's a good skill for the kids to keep up on their reading, but also share the fun things they're learning from the books they read. Another thing that we love is I love mama projects. One job every day that all the kids need to do to earn whatever they're earning for the summer is just a mama project. And they just owe me about an hour of the day, and we will all get out together. That's usually, I always have projects I want to do. So we'll spend an hour deep cleaning a room every day, or getting out and weeding something besides their garden plot, something I need done, a flower bed, or spraying for bugs, or whatever we're doing. I just call it a mama project, because it can be anything that I need done. And they just know every day they're spending an hour with me helping with something. They don't always love it. I don't know how to turn that into a game. Maybe some of you have ideas. But I have found that when we're working together, after the first 10 or 15 minutes, the kids start talking to each other and singing and joking and laughing. And it always ends up being a good experience, even if it's a project they weren't excited to do in the beginning.
Larray, I love that. And I believe that's a key, that it doesn't all, we need to teach our children to do hard things. But once we bite the bullet and ask them to do something hard, then it turns into something that's beautiful. And I also want to point out the principle of inviting other people to do it with you, like the running club that you mentioned, where you involve the neighborhood kids. And when you involve, at least for my kids, if there's somebody there that's new and exciting, then they're totally happy to do whatever we're doing. So that's another trick that we can use as mothers, or a card that we can play, or however you want to say it. But something like that is so such a good resource as mothers.
Something else that just occurred to me, thanks, Mame, is that often in the summer, so we require our kids to pay for their clothes and their school things and their extracurriculars after a certain age. So summer is a time where they're always brainstorming ways to make money, especially our younger than 16 ones. So they have made bread to sell it in the summer. They've offered classes like sewing and crocheting where they get neighborhood kids to come. We always do brainstorming of whatever they have a skill or they enjoy doing and see if we can turn it into money. I was going somewhere with that, but I can't remember where. Anyway, so money making is a big thing for us too, is how can our kids do something productive to serve other people that they can make money at so they can pay their own way.
I love that, Ray. That's really great. It helps kids to, well, I love that you have an expectation for them to help with something, so that then they are thinking and need to be creative. It can be easy to say, well, our kids aren't 16 yet. They don't know how to make money, so we'll just pay for everything that they do for right now. But if you let them think through it, then kids are very creative and they can come up with great ideas. I also just really quick want to jump back to what I loved Nettie's idea about having the girls do meals one day and the boys do meals the next day. And it reminded me, Larray, that you have something that you posted just recently on our family chat about what you're doing to make your meal times easier in the summer. The oatmeal bar and the salad bar, do you mind addressing that and telling us about that?
Sure. For Mother's Day, Jared got me some little trays that go together. I'll have to post a picture because they're hard to describe. In the morning, I just put out oats so the kids can add water, put it in the microwave, and then we have a little oatmeal bar. So our little compartments have craisins and raisins and nuts and coconut, things like that. So they can handle themselves in the morning after our scripture study, and we can get moving for the day. I feel like in summer, we want to get going early before it gets hot. And then in the evenings, I love salads in the summer. So we have a second little tray full of all the toppings. So all I need to do is put out some chopped lettuce, and then we just keep this little topping bar filled with cut peppers and tomatoes and cucumbers and things we can put on a salad. It just makes our mealtime so much easier. We just pull that out and we will eat something else with it for dinner, but it makes something an easy part of our meal planning. So thanks, Mame. Yeah, that has been a lot of fun while we've been practicing doing that the last few weeks.
And who still uses their little trays in the summer? That's one of our favorite summer mealtime things. You can go to Walmart and get, they look like old-fashioned school lunch trays in different colors, blue and pink and green. We always use that in the summer and set those out, and it just feels kind of fun. You can put your meal in the different slots and eat it and wash it, and there's not much cleanup.
Nettie, I'm glad you brought that up because we just talked about that. My kids love doing that, and we have the little trays and the kids' cards from school. All of my elementary kids have a little ID card, so they want to use them as like a school lunch type of a thing. So they're going to bring their little card, serve up their lunch tray, and then go out to eat it for lunch. So they're already excited for that. That's a fun thing. I have a question I'd like to pose, since Heidi's not here to ask a question. And that is, one thing that happens in summer is that my older kids, my teenage kids, just would love to sleep in. And I think it's good to have a little rest and a little break from having to get up at six every morning, but I want them to be going early. How do you make that fun and motivate older kids to be productive early in the morning? I've already been brainstorming this week and thinking I need to address this at family home evening or in a family council, something that will let them know that there is value in being productive and not idling away their summer.
No ideas. Good luck with that one.
I don't know that I have an answer, but I do know that early on, so when Jared came here and he has this job, he's a professor too, but he teaches through the end of July. And we would have scripture study really well in the school year, but then as summer hit, we all wanted to sleep in and take a break, but he still had to get up and go to work. And so it was this new idea to me that we could still do scripture study in the summer. So we never stop. We always just get up and do scripture study because he has to go to work. It's usually the case that he doesn't have to go to work as early as we got up for school. But we'll still get up at 6:30 and do scriptures, and he goes off to work so that everybody's up and moving and awake. And so I've appreciated that we still have a reason to do scripture study, because that gets us all up.
That's a good point.
I second that, Ray. It's good to just have a morning time that everyone, you know, you still get up and you still have. We've done both. We've done scripture studies still at like 7 or something, so that, you know, we can have a time to really get up. But then we also have times where we do scripture study at breakfast. You know, kind of depending, like I said, I'm not the organized one. So, but, I like that idea of just having a set time. You're still up.
That said, can I say one of my favorite parts of the summer is being up when it's light all by myself before the kids get up?
I second that.
Peaceful times of my day. And I love it. And I need that because the kids are home all day. So I think it, whatever works for you.
I agree. Get up at 4 or 5 when the sun comes up, go on a walk, have a minute to yourself. It's so nice. I want to go back to the reading for a minute. I remember growing up in the summer, just spending hours and hours reading and going to the library at least once a week and getting these big piles of books. And I think that's really what helped so many of us with our education. Some of the research I'm doing right now with my master's degree talks about enjoyable reading and all of the emotional and mental and educational benefits of it. So I agree with you, Ray. Kids should read at least an hour in the summer, if not more. They should read for enjoyment. They should lay in their bed and read during the summertime. They should go to the library once a week and get more books than they can read, but feel rich because they just checked out all those books and they can go home and choose what they want. And I remember Mama giving us, for every 10 books that we read, we'd get to go buy a book. So I always do that with my kids in the summer, but summer is definitely a time to read and just not have to read for school or for any type of assignment, but just for enjoyment.
Man, I love that. Well, I remember Mama also, at least there was one summer when she would read us a book, like, you know, Charlotte's Web. We'd sit down after lunch in the afternoon and read Charlotte's Web together every day. And then when we finished it, we'd watch the movie. And then I think, you know, we did that with Old Yeller, you know, read the book every day as a family and then watch the movie. And it was just fun. It was just such a fun pattern, and, you know, to read together and then be able to watch the movie with it. And anyway, so I just remember that was fun. And Mame, just one more quick thought about your, you know, getting teenagers out of bed. I have to say, I think they know. I mean, they do know. And I think it motivates them to see the rest of the family, the fun things they're doing, the, you know, the morning runs, the, you know, the bike rides, what everybody's doing in the morning. I think already that inspiring to teenagers, even if they don't say it and don't show it, it's inspiring. And so I think in their minds, they're trying to think, you know, what can I get up and do, you know? Anyway, so I'm just, I don't know. I don't know if that solves anything, but I really think that inspires teenagers, is what everybody else is doing, that they're out doing their running club, that kind of stuff.
I love that, Becca. So my take on that is just the power of example, right? So we do what we can. We meet together as a family council. We talk about the summer. We motivate, give them ideas, but also just being productive ourselves goes a long way. I love that. Thank you so much. I also wanted to jump back in. I love the reading idea. I mean, I love all these ideas that have been shared. Reading during the summer is great, and I'm excited to do that. And I love to use the afternoon times when it's hot outside and we don't want to be out weeding the garden anymore to read. So I love that you said after lunch. I think that's a good time of day to just have kids sit in the shade under a tree and read as a family or read individually or whatever. That's really fun. And I then want to jump into the mealtime again. One thing that we just were talking about last night, we had our, we had tinfoil dinners to celebrate the end of our school year and had a campfire and had tinfoil dinners. And those are so simple. And every time we eat them, I just think, why don't we do these more often? So just potatoes cut up, raw potatoes, raw carrots. We throw in onions. You can throw in whatever other vegetables you have. So we put in green beans last night, and then you just put a little bit of crumbled raw ground beef on the top and cook them in the fire outside, or you could do it in the Dutch oven, or however you want to cook it, even in an Instant Pot. And then you have this delicious meal, and you can serve it with ketchup or just salt and pepper or whatever. And it's so yummy, so satisfying, and so easy, and it doesn't heat up my kitchen. So I think, I was just talking with my kids last night, I think we're going to do that once a week, just do tinfoil dinners, because it's so easy and it's so yummy.
We haven't really talked at all about schoolwork, and I just want to make a note of that, because we don't homeschool. Some of you do, we don't, but in the summer I tell my kids, now we're a homeschool family for the summer. And I just love during that time to make sure everyone has like a cursive book, a math facts book, a history book to read, and some English grammar. So they generally have four things a day, and they just each have their own little plastic bin. And once a day they have to get their stuff out and do the next page. And that's really pretty minimal, but I still like it, and it makes me feel like they're not quite going through the summer slide. And it also gives me a chance to make sure they're reading some history books and doing some grammar that maybe they're not really getting in school anymore. And also making sure they get those math facts down, because some of the math curriculums today are, you know, not quite as robust on that type of mental math. So I just love summer for a little bit of homeschool. And every day I say, these are every day you got to do one of each, and that's it. I'll stay off your back. But it's fun. They have a new book to go through, and they make it. And it's exciting for them.
Love that. No, go ahead, Becca's.
No, Ray, I'm sure you can. Go ahead.
I was going to change the topic, but after I agreed with Nettie, it was just awesome. And we've done, summer slide is real, and doing some things at home, especially to fill in the gaps that we're seeing at school, is really, really helpful. And we've done that too. Yeah, I totally agree. I love that in the summer you can do the things. For me, it's the history that the kids don't get. And I
And I think, oh, you know, let's do this neat history stuff and, you know, read stories and talk about the great things of history. So I love them that, yeah, you can do what you want them to learn and to, you know, be up on in the summer. And then just one other quick idea with school. I remember when Mama would give us each a week and we were the teacher. So in the summer. So, you know, we'd all have, you know, a week that we were the teacher and we'd have like every morning we got to teach everybody, you know, whatever it was. And I remember, Mame, you did a week when you were the teacher, you did a week about around the world. So you did a new country every, you know, we went to a new country every day of that week and, you know, learned about their food, their customs, their, you know, their clothing, their, you know, different things, you know, different landmarks in their country. Anyway, just really fun. Their flag, their language. I just remember that meme. It was so fun. And so we have done that for a few different summers, not consistently with our kids. And those are the summers they remember. Those are the summers they love. They've done poetry. They've done tree climbing classes. They've done painting. They've done art. They've, you know, whatever they want to do during their week, they do it. And it is so great. It's very fun. Anyway, so thinking about school, that's a fun idea.
Love it, Becca. We're going to do that. That's really fun. Which reminds me that I know some of you have done things like safety kids camps for neighborhood kids or service camps. There are so many things that kids can do and be creative about. And involve other people, friends and neighbors. I haven't done any of that, so I know if you have, you should jump in and tell us, how did you do that?
So, yeah, actually, and it was one of our, Vieira one time was trying to figure out, you know, how can I, you know, earn some school money. And so we thought, let's send around flyers. So we just really started with flyers, taking them around to the neighbor kids. And I think it was a personal safety class that we did. And so the kids would come every day that week for, you know, like an hour. And we learned about, you know, there's a line that goes around me. So we hula hooped or, you know, different activities with, you know, that we have our own personal space. I can't remember all the activities. I do remember we made shirts. We tried to just get blank white shirts and everyone decorated, you know, I'm a safety kid. Anyway, so it was a safety camp. And anyway, so just, you can do fun things and then it gets your kids doing something productive and gets neighbor kids involved, which is really fun.
I love that, Becca, and it reminds me of cousins camp that we just started 2 years ago doing a cousins camp, which just came, the idea came out of the, well, I guess it started when Nan would bring her kids for a week down to New Mexico. We lived in New Mexico, and she dropped off her kids for a week because she needed to be somewhere with her husband. So we had a house full of kids, like maybe 15 at a time. I don't remember, but just trying to keep everybody entertained for the week. And we ended up doing little videos like Snow White or Cinderella. The kids would act it out and video it, and they still love to watch those videos. But because of that, we decided to start a cousins camp a couple years ago, and we invite all of our cousins on the Hunsaker side, the ages of 8 to 18, which are the perfect ages. They just come for 3 days, and we have a spiritual theme, and we do fun activities, and they absolutely love it, and I absolutely love it. It's just so fulfilling and so much fun.
Everybody and loves
all of
cousins
our kids
camp.
Love it, Mame. It's the best thing. The yeah. best thing.
Thanks for doing it. It's so wonderful.
We love it too, and my kids get more out of that with cousins that are so similar to themselves than they often do at girls camp or scout camp. It's just so uplifting, so thank you. It's been a huge part of our summer too.
This is making me excited for summer. We have 2 more weeks before ours starts, but I just love all the flexibility and all the things we can do with the time and with the kids.
Can I just say one other quick little thing? I love what summer does for your kids to have time together. Just a few days ago, so we've had 1 week of summer so far, but just a day or two after school got out, our little five-year-old going on six pulled out the bike that was, you know, a bike and wanted to learn to ride it. And I thought, oh, wow, this is her summer to learn to ride her bike. But my husband wasn't available. Kevin wasn't available. And she was like, who's going to help me ride my bike? And I was like, oh, I'm sure you can figure it out. You know, you'll get it. Well, Brigida, who's 12, her older sister, went out and spent just an hour or two outside with her. And she was zipping along and totally picked up bike riding. And it was so fun. I love what summers do for your kids to connect. And I feel like I had one more example, but I can't anyway. But for your kids to connect and do things together. Because that's, anyway, they need each other. And I just love that. So.
Very true, Becca.
Becca, I agree with that. And there are so many other good options for kids in the summer, but I feel like it's so important just to be home, be a family as much as possible. Things will happen in the summer, Girls Camp and Scout Camp and all the stuff that has to happen. But it's so good just to be home. And that reminds me of one other thing that I feel like is very important to summers, and that is boredom. I feel like when kids are bored, it builds creativity. I remember Mama sending us outside at nap time because the house needed to be quiet and we would have to spend 2 or 3 solid hours outside. And she didn't give us things to entertain ourselves. We came up with games and we played together, those of us who were older and were outside. It just sparks creativity, and I think that kids need some time to be bored, to be creative, and do their thing and not be too scheduled.
In one of our neighborhoods, we had a lady that would come out every day at noon, or maybe 3 times a week at noon, and just put out a big blanket under the tree and read to the kids. And it was so nice because I could just send my kids with a picnic lunch, and for an hour they could go hear the story. And I loved it. I don't think kids get quite enough of read alouds and imagining stories as they're read. But that was another great reading lunchtime opportunity in one of our neighborhoods during summer.
And what a fun idea. What a great idea to do.
Yeah, so nice of her.
And I think, like you said, Ray, you can't say enough about, you know, just being outside and playing with the rocks and the dirt and the sticks. And our boys, their favorite thing to do, they call it their working places. And it's a part of our yard that is not landscaped yet. So they just go out and they dig canals, or they build up a little fence with sticks. They have their field, they have their garage, you know, whatever they've built. And they just, it's their imagination time. Kids need imagination time and to just, you know, make it their own. So anyway, I love that. Boredom, there's so much to be said because kids don't get enough of it these days.
I like that. And then I love your story time idea. That's fun. Reminds me of our Shakespeare in the parks, the one time that your kids came up and we did that.
Yeah, that was so fun.
Speaking of Shakespeare, we have lived in communities that will do like a little outdoor Shakespeare, and we've taken our kids to that just to expose them to some things that they even though they don't understand what the play is or what's going on, it's fun to sit in a park and listen or watch somebody else act and do some things and expose them to some culture. So that's been fun.
That's awesome. I feel like we've shared so many ideas, and I'm so excited for summer, but I don't know that I have a way to summarize what we've talked about. Does anybody have any cohesive thoughts as to how we can summarize all of these wonderful ideas we've shared? And there's so many more. I mean, summer is just full of different ideas you can do.
I think this has been a great sharing of ideas. Good topic. Great topic for June 1st.
And another topic that we will be covering soon is traveling with kids, which is also something that a lot of people do in the summer when you don't have school that you'll be missing. There are a lot of trips that happen during the summer. So hopefully next week we'll be able to talk about traveling with kids and how to do that successfully, of course. But thank you all for sharing. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for all the ideas. I'm excited to start summer now.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you, guys. So
thank you.
Happy summer.
Happy summer.
Happy summer. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning into Sister Share. We hope you enjoyed this episode, and we'll see you again next week.